That's all this equipment attached to me. I can't wait to hear what I'm going to say. I love every one of you, unequivocally, unconditionally. You're all my children. You're all my parents. You're all my students. You're all my teachers. You're all my friends. You're all my enemies. You're everything. And you're nothing. In order to be nothing, you have to be everything. You can't be nothing without being everything. In order to have emptiness, you have to have fullness. And you get rid of the fullness, you have emptiness. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a world like emptiness, would it? You fill yourself with all kinds of nonsense. You try to empty yourself from the nonsense you're filled up with. Years of nonsense have been accumulated by you. Beliefs, concepts, ideas. And now you told them to yourself out completely. Totally. You can't have one without the other. This way when somebody comes over to me and tells me, Robin, I'm your best friend. I look at this person, he's my worst enemy. Somebody tells me, I'm your worst enemy. I look at the person, my best friend. Both the same, no difference. Someone just looks at me and smile. And that person knows. That person knows something. You look at me and say nothing. But for every word you say, there's a contradiction. The opposite. Positive. We're full of words, full of concepts. We talk continuously. What has it gotten us? We will become talking machines. We churn out words from the moment we open our eyes in the morning till we go to sleep at night. Words, 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 thousands of words. What has it gotten us? What will we become? We're talking automatons. Talking robots. The question arises, how am I supposed to talk how I get things done? Things are already done. There's nothing else to get done. What do you think it is? So you talk about it. This is why every stage is quiet. Every devotee is quiet. Everything will take care of itself. The flowers bloom, the grass grows, the rain falls. All by itself. Doesn't need to help anyone. And we think we gotta be active in these things. I think you should be on the inactive, you'll be active. That happened by itself. Pondered. allow everything to happen by itself. I'll be happy, very happy. Happy than I've ever been in life. If you push and try and make it happen, probably can't do that. You have to take everything that comes with it. And then usually there's a sorrow. For every push is an opposite reaction. Every up is a down. Every backward is a forward. Right, just playing the fly in the air. There's a vehicle upon resistance. Resistance, because the only reason it can fly. So you see, every time you talk, you're spoiling it. Because an opposite reaction will come to you. All your beliefs, all your dogmas. So what's the answer? There is no answer. You always want an answer, don't we? There are no answers. There are only questions. Question without answer. The question is the answer itself. Your job is to go beyond good and bad. Go beyond right and wrong. Happy and sad. Rich and poor. Sick and healthy. And go beyond all these things. Your job is to come in the building of divine love. And do this by keeping quiet. Have no opinions for or against. You're not coming here to make a lot of noise to this planet. You're not coming here to be heard. People want their day in court. Why? People want revenge. Quite even. They want to make something out of themselves. We want to make fools of ourselves. Are we happy with it? What we've become, what we've happened to us? Not really. Happiness is really so foreign to some of us. We can't even imagine what it is. What happiness. Most of us believe that means that we'll get what we want. We'll be happy. That's not so. So happiness is far more than some of us. Doesn't mean anything. Happiness is going to be a thing when you let go of everything else. I have no wants, no desires. And they're happy. Because by itself. Or that. think it'll be so boring to be by yourself sometimes. Be unhappy, that's not true. Well, the happiest people on this planet have been people who are by themselves. Being by yourself, not referring to the ego self. Referring to the self, capital S, consciousness, reality. It's the self that you're alone with. You can be unhappy if you're with yourself, it's impossible to be unhappy if you're with yourself. For yourself is all-pervading. All pervading consciousness. I can be unhappy. If you become the sun, you become the whole universe. The essence of reality. It's the strength of all existence. That is the self. Can the self be unhappy? The self is separate from good and bad, right and wrong. Likes and dislikes. Be yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself the way I love you. Without qualification. Learn to live a simple life. With no wants, no desires. And become happy automatically. Remember. Everything in this world is a product of duality. It's two sides to it. I'm holding this beautiful rose in my hand. Beautiful. In a few days it won't be beautiful, it'll be dead. If I relied my happiness on this rose, what would I be? I'd be disappointed. Be sad because the rose is dead. But all things are meant to die in this earth. Nothing is meant to be born and stay forever. But what is born, what dies? What is the mind? The mind has created everything. Remember, your mind created this rose, and this room, and people, and things. Your mind is in all this. Go beyond the mind. Look beyond the mind. You have the freedom to do this. And to accept what you see. We all have this innate intelligence. To go beyond everything. if we're going to allow it to happen. But we don't allow it to happen. We want things our way. We become unhappy when things don't go our way. Always go back to the mind. The mind makes it this way. The mind. Your enemy, that's your friend. You may say, well, I have to use my mind either way. If I didn't have a mind, then I wouldn't be able to do things. I wouldn't be able to make things change. I wouldn't be able to do what you say. On the contrary, if you didn't have the mind, the soul would be in the play. Be in the self. What else is there for the self? Absolute reality. So you see, you don't really need a mind. It's a mind that separates you from yourself. There's a so-called body. There's a mind and ego. There's a self. The mind is like a war between the self and the ego. The mind is destroyed. They come merges into the self and you're free. Some of you are afraid of losing your mind. Be happy to lose your mind. The psychiatrist says, I'm losing, you're losing your mind, and say thank you. I never wanted it anyway. It didn't make it good. It's good to look at the problem. The psychiatrist has any wisdom, they teach you how to lose your mind. To make your mind stronger. By changing ideas. Creating situations. This is fuel for the fire. Makes the mind stronger and stronger. Every therapist tries to make you change your mind. A good mind. It's a nonsense. I get rid of the mind completely, totally. And most people think it's very hard to do. It's not hard to do at all. All you have to do is let it keep still. Let it talk, keep quiet. And mine will go sooner or later. The trouble with most of us is we try to analyze everything. Try to figure it out. Try to understand what's going on. This is going to prevent us from going further. But whenever you use your mind to analyze something, your mind becomes stronger. It becomes stronger. And when it makes the mind weaker, will go away. Remember, the way to make the mind weaker by giving the still not talking, becoming simple. It's the only way to lose the mind. Otherwise, you're adding fuel to the fire, making the mind stronger. Anything that you do, if you do any kind of yoga, meditation, an object, whatever, kundalini, prayer, they all go to an extent, they're all okay. But remember, you're making the mind larger, bigger, stronger, doing these things. For you're adding new things to yourself, you're adding. Instead of subtracting, you're adding. You keep adding new things to yourself, new books that you read. New formulas that you found. New ideas that you've come across. New teachers that you've seen. This is all adding fuel to the fire, isn't it? It's expanding the mind, making the mind stronger. Giving the mind more knowledge. You see, we're under the impression the more knowledge we have, the more easier it becomes to become self-realized. Pardon this for a moment, if you will. We're under the impression the more knowledge we have, the more self-realized we become. It's not true, it's a lie. The less knowledge you have, the more self-realized you become. The idea is to drop everything, get rid of it, all the things you've learned, all the things you just think are right or wrong. Become like a little child. Have love, all the fights. But I'm intending to tell you these things. Maybe call me and tell me, Robert, I have this new knowledge. I think that's a solution to reality. I understood this, I understand this. I get the answer. It's all wrong. There's no answer. There's no knowledge. What do you have to do? Be still, be quiet. No requirement. This is why silence is the greatest teacher. Without silence, everything happens by itself. If you really want to come free liberated, you can, it's up to you. Let go of everything. So holding on to nonsense. Hold on to nothing. I love everybody without exception. And love yourself. Be at peace with the world. Be at peace with yourself. Nothing's gonna hurt you unless you're open to it. You are your own worst enemy. Say becomes redundant. Silence is the answer. Quietness. Peaceful. Anybody have any question? I don't want to wake you up.
Reminds me of the movie Played Against Sam.
No time for prasad. Thank you for coming. Remember to love yourself, to worship yourself, to pray to yourself, for God dwells in you as you peace.